Well, Macy's is welcoming back the Thanksgiving parade in full spectacle this year. Here with what revitalizing Herald Square, a key shopping district, is our guest, Dan Biederman, 34th Street Partnership President. Thank you so much for braving the cold for us and being out there today. So the parade is returning.
Delighted to be here. Thanks.
International travel is back. What does it mean in terms of an economic lifeline that it provides to 34th Street?
A lot of the retailers rely partially on tourists, so it's been great that they're back, and there's no doubt that that's the case. We have a data point. The Empire State Building's observatory is back up to 50% of its pre-COVID numbers. They were down in the teens and 20s for a while, so clearly the tourists are back because that's mainly a tourist market. And obviously other things. Macy's, great earnings the other day, and that's because people are buying in the main store right behind me.
Dan, hey, it's Adam Shapiro. I was just down there last weekend, and it was mobbed, people shopping. I heard more accents than if I had risen in 10 different taxi cabs. People from all over the world seem to actually coming back, as you just said. The question I have about as we go forward, because those of us who live in New York City cheer the parade and welcome it coming back, how do you get some of those side street businesses that right now are boarded up, how do you get the landlords to either lower the rents or get businesses back in? Because that seems to be the theme we keep hearing about.
Well, they're mostly not boarded up, Adam. What I've noticed the last few days since the tourists have been back, because the restrictions only came out maybe a week ago, is people wandering around looking at all the stores. There was another small data point. There was a bagel store on West 35th Street today. There were 75 tourists in there. It was out onto the sidewalk. So I think most of the side streets are going to get livelier, already are getting there. And the Main Avenue stores, are like Macy's and others, are doing very well. Target and others.
Dan, give us a sense just of how many tourists come through 34th Street. I don't know if you know the exact numbers, but from Thanksgiving all the way through Christmas Day, what type of numbers are we looking at?
We don't have an exact number, as you say, but what the typical tourist path is at Christmas time is starting up at 59th Street and 5th, down 5th Avenue, maybe a digression to Rock Center, then down Bryant Park. We have Winter Village there. We run Bryant Park also. So Bank of America runs our ice skating rink and market. And then they go across 34th Street. Typical, here's an hourly number, maybe 11, 12,000 at peak people per hour per sidewalk on 34th Street. So that mounts up into the hundreds of thousands by the end of the day.
We've waited so long for the city to open up and for, you know, people to come back in. What is the biggest threat now in your mind that could derail this recovery?
You know, it's funny. We are nervous about the increase in COVID cases, but it looks like here people have decided that's it. I'm going back. If the government allows me, which it is in New York City, I'm going to go back and have a good time this Christmas. It's been too long. I don't think inflation will play much of a role. And we've got, as far as 34th Street's concerned, we have some new attractions, the fabulous Moynihan Station, and the Garden has the Knicks and Rangers both playing well at the same time. That's a first for the last 15 or 20 years, mm-hmm. both in the first division solidly. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to draw more people that we didn't have last year or even this spring.
I'm just curious, too, Dan, you know, as a New Yorker and, you know, part of the 34th Street Partnership, how are you feeling today getting ready for, I mean, we're going to have the first in-person parade in 2 years. We have hundreds of thousands of people back in New York City. What are you thinking right now?
Well, it's almost tear-inducing, Adam. When we put live music back in Bryant Park, some of the performers from Lincoln Center were crying. They were so delighted to have a large audience to perform with. And I think that's a bit of the sense of 34th Street today. On my way down to speak with you, I heard a woman say to two people who were wearing what looked like band costumes, "So you're here for the parade. You must be so excited. Welcome to New York. This is terrific. You must feel great about it." So it's a bit of that feeling. So I'm feeling the same way. It really was sad not to have activity for a year or so. And this feels a lot like 2019. The sidewalks are really busy. You just got to come here and see it. Don't believe these turnstile counts from the office buildings. They seem lower than what we're seeing on the sidewalks.
We're glad that the activity is back, and congratulations on that parade. Dan Biederman, 34th Street Partnership President, thanks for your time today, and happy Thanksgiving to you.